Thank you, Lord. We just worship you. Thank you, God, for your presence.
I will read. Out. And the Lord found us all in sin. We were all sinners, right?
Yes.
That's why I love this part right here in this song, because it said, when I reach out, you find me in the dust. Isn't it wonderful he takes us if we just reach out to him?
Ooh, yes.
And he'll take us and he'll clean us up.
Yes.
Isn't that good?
It's awesome.
He runs. When we just take a step toward him, he runs after us. That's a wonderful God we serve, folks. Go ahead, sing it out.
All right. I reach out
and you find me in the dust.
Yes, Jesus.
You say no amount of untruth can separate. I reach out and you find me in the dust.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You say no amount of untruth can separate us.
Yeah.
I reach out and you find me. Say no amount of untruth can separate us.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. We rejoice in the simple gospel.
We rejoice in it.
The fact that you loved us, you came and you died on the cross for our sins, you rose from the dead because you are the resurrection and the life, Jesus. And we know, God, because you rose from the dead, we will one day rise and be with you. Now, one day, this mortal body is going to put on an immortal body. One day, Lord, this corruptible body is going to put on an incorruptible body. When we see you, Jesus, your word says we're going to be like you. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed. And, Lord, you will come, and you will take over the kingdoms of this world. And you will reign from Jerusalem, seated upon the throne of David. We will see the nail prints in your hands and your feet. Before that, the nations, the rich men, the captains, the wealthy men, the wicked, they will mourn. They will say, hide us from the face of the Lamb, from the wrath of the Lamb. But Lord, we know you love your people. And Lord, we know there's some more people you want to gather into your kingdom. And Lord, we just pray today that eyes will be open, that hearts will be convicted of sin, that Lord, you will convince them that you are the way, the truth, and the life, the only way, the only truth, the only life, the only way to eternal life. You are our eternal life. And so we worship you today. We thank you today. Lord, your presence is here today, and we exalt you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. Woo! Good song, good stuff. Oh, so much going on, so much going on. I could preach for hours on things that are just things that are going on. Of course, YouTube would take it down, as they did last week's sermon. I'm just going to go ahead and make a few announcements real quick. There will be some Sundays coming up that we will broadcast only to our website. I'm a little tired of the censorship, and they're not censoring us on our website, so we may just be doing some of that here in the days ahead and direct people that are on social media to our website. Also, I have some one major announcement I need to make, because there are people out there actually planning to come to Skyfall 2021 that we haven't even planned yet or announced yet. And that's awesome, but I'm just going to have to disappoint some of you, because we feel like the Lord's told us that we're not to do it this year, and I don't know the full reasons why, but we've been praying about that over the last few months, and just a consensus of our discernment in our ministry here just feels like that it's not the Lord's will for this year. So we're not going to be doing Skyfall 2021. It may be 2022, it may be 2023, I don't know, but we'll see. But we are going to do a deliverance seminar here, and I'll be announcing that. I don't know exactly when, but we're going to do a one-day, all-day deliverance seminar training type thing. We'll do that here at the church, and hopefully some of you that might want to come or we're planning to come to Skyfall, you can just come for that. But, of course, if we have 300 people show up, we're going to have a problem. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But anyway, just wanted to make that announcement, because there's some folks trying to make plans, and I don't want you to assume anything, but we have prayed about it. And, you know, like I said, we don't just do things because we, you know, we're in a tradition or we're going to do the same thing every year. We really pray about it every year. And I really need Skyfall this year that we wouldn't be doing one this following year. It's kind of like we need to focus on some other things. And two, again, it's just being obedient to the Lord. You don't just, like I said, get in ruts of tradition and just do things over and over just for the sake of doing them. I hope everybody has your Bible this morning. For those of you that don't live in Alabama, we are in our snow season now. And what I mean by snow is not the icy stuff. It's the yellow stuff that makes everybody, you know, hard to talk and gets in your throat. Both cars are covered with it. But if you're not from Alabama, you may not understand that fully. We get a full coating here. So I don't know if it's the pine trees or what, but we get a full coating. I want you to take your Bibles this morning. I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 2. I feel very strongly about what I'm about to talk to you about. It just keeps coming back to me this morning. The Lord just keeps directing me to this, so I'm going to go with it. I'm working on another probably 70 or 80 slide PowerPoint on what's really going on. What's going on in Israel right now is unbelievable. They're pretty much just completely under the Antichrist New World Order state right now. It's unbelievable. But, of course, we know, even though we love the Jewish people and we love Israel in general, there is a very evil, wicked side. They have their problems. See, just like here in America, I mean, we have our Christian believers and people that are patriots and love our country, and then we have New World Order, Luciferian, Illuminati people trying to take over and run things. Well, Israel has the same problem. Most countries have, you know, both sides working in their midst. And so what I see, and I'm just going to say this, and this is something you need to just get a hold of. I see the spirit of Antichrist just getting stronger and stronger and gaining more and more ground. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the spirit of Antichrist. And I'm going to read that here in chapter 2. But I'm also going to read to what it's interesting, because remember, when it comes to studying the Bible, one of the most important things is context. So when you're reading something, you want to read what's before it and after it. And you want to kind of understand the context that it's in and what else is in, what else he's talking about. So we're going to start reading here from verse 15. This is 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. And I hope you're ready. Because, listen, the devil, Satan, and his people, they are building a system. The beast system. And there's a spirit behind it. And they are involved in every realm that you could imagine. They're involved in banking and finance and the media, especially your news, every TV show, every movie, I mean everything. They're involved in government on every level. They'll get in on the city level. They'll get in on the smallest level. And of course, listen, they have their roots as well in many churches. They have control now of many churches. Some they have all the way to the top, the pastor and the board they control. Some even entire groups of churches are controlled by this whole Antichrist beast system. Most of our government is controlled by it, okay? And that's just a fact. And you need to understand, and this is what's called we can call it the Mystery Babylon system or the beast system. And of course, last but not least, the medical and pharmaceutical industries, as I talked about last week, Satan's tentacles and the spirit of Antichrist, which is basically just another demon spirit that's influencing everything, it's in everything, and they are building, and God is allowing them to do this. He's allowing them to build their, you know, Tower of Babel right now. And, you know, remember what God said. If he left them alone, they would succeed, right? Well, God's leaving them alone for a little bit. He's going to let it appear as if they're succeeding. They think they're succeeding. They're rejoicing. This whole coronavirus thing, I can't tell you enough. Remember I told you the other day about it was a few weeks ago, about the white horse, and it says it was given to him a crown, right? And he went forth, going forth to conquer, conquering and to conquer. Remember that? And corona means crown. And so I really believe, and look, they're talking about right now a new variant that's 56% more deadly and infectious. Well, yeah, 2%. We're going from 1% lethal to 2%. But let me tell you what I believe it is. I believe it's people that are getting the vaccine. They're going to test positive. They're going to have it again. And they're going to say it's a variant. So we've got to have another vaccine. It's insane. Okay, but what I'm saying is this system is growing. Your vaccine passport, your ability to do anything. Right now, there's a bill, and I can't remember the number. I'd have to look it up. But I've been looking at so many bills that are going on. But there's a bill right now to create in the state of Alabama basically a vaccine registry. If you're not vaccinated, they're going to have a record of who you are and what. Now, why do you have records like that? Why do you have registries like that? It's for later use. Now, there's also a bill, you know, to stop forced and mandated vaccines in the state of Alabama. There's also that bill. I don't know that it's even gotten out of committee yet. All right? But I think the other one's gotten out of committee. So what I'm saying is we have a war going on right here in our own state with this whole beast system that's trying to put you on a register, put you on a list. You're one of those who won't get a vaccine. And, man, I tell you, I watched a video last night of this lady from Israel, and she said it's so terrible there. They say it's not mandated, but pretty much you won't be able to go to the gym. You won't be able to go to the store. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the vaccine and the little green pass, they call it. And Netanyahu's lost his mind. He's really just, if he ever was, really anything good. But he's just gone off the deep end now. They are totally, Israel's completely submitting to this system. And it's, in fact, they're just, what she said was she's formed a political party that had about 60,000 followers on their social media. The Israeli government took that down, won't let them get a bank account even for their political party. I mean, you want to talk about, we are in the midst of censorship. You understand? And what I'm saying is if it doesn't go along with what the spirit of Antichrist wants to do in the world, this beast system, if it doesn't go along with that, then it's going to be censored. It's going to be attacked. it's going to just, listen, if the, and you can just bank on this. I've said this before, but let it sink down in you. If it's something the media says is good, it's probably bad. If they censor it, it's probably the truth, right? Because they are on Satan's side. You just need to understand that. And people need to understand that. There is a bunch of Satan worshipers. They are Luciferians, and they pretty much run this world. And God has allowed them. Remember the devil when he tempted Jesus. He said, you know what, if you'll worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world, for it is in my power and authority to give it to you. Well, see, when Adam and Eve sinned, we turned over the authority to kind of rule the earth to the wicked one, right, to Satan. So these people, why you see this, these people worship Satan because they made a deal. Most of them to get where they are, not all. Now, there's a people out there in the truth of movement that's like, every politician's bad, every person's that, you know, if you don't believe just like we believe, you're bad, you're part of the system. No. We got some people that are a little ignorant, and we have people that don't know, but we have some good people. I mean, look, I can say this. I know the man who is the Supreme Court Justice of Alabama. I mean, I've known him for 20-something years and used to come to my Bible study. I've been to his house. I've been, around him. I know he loves Jesus. I know he's spirit-filled. I know he is for real about his Christianity. And so to say everybody in politics or everybody in government's bad is not true. But the vast majority get there by worshiping Satan. And if anybody else gets there, it's by the mercy of God, right? But God does put his people in those places. Think about Daniel. Think about Joseph. God will put his people in there. I mean, could you have a more satanic, pagan, evil system than Nebuchadnezzar's? And yet, Daniel was right in the midst of all that. Think about Nehemiah, right in the midst of all of that. So God has his people in there, and he has his people to get involved. But this system is growing, and it's only going to grow worse. And the pressure that you're going to feel, because the pressure's coming from peers, it's going to come not just from the system, but it's going to come from people, family and friends and neighbors and coworkers who are giving in to the fear, the manipulation, the deceit, the lies. They're going to give into it, and they're going to start pressuring you to give into it. And I'm just going to tell you right now, the Bible says you're going to have to come out from among them and be separate. That means you don't do what they do. You love them, but you can't go where they're going to go. And the persecution upon Christians is going to grow. I just was looking at Forbes magazine yesterday. You wouldn't believe how many article after article after article after article is against Christian nationalists. Well, what are they saying? That means anybody that's a Christian that believes we ought to be involved in the political process and try to make a difference, try to make the world a better place, fight this evil system. If you go against this new world order, socialist, communist, beast, antichrist agenda at all, if you go against it at all, you are an evil Christian nationalist. Well, guess what? All of our founding fathers who were Christians or pro-Christianity would have been called Christian nationalists. They would have been called insurrectionists. Think about what they'd have been called on CNN after the Boston Tea Party. Look at those evil people. And they dressed up like Native Americans. But you know, a lot of people don't know why they dressed up like Native Americans. It was to identify with America and not England. You understand? It wasn't a derogatory thing toward the Native Americans. It was actually something good. They were like saying, we identify with people that live here. You see? But a lot of people don't know that, again, because they're going to spin it the other way. Right? But think about it. I had the headlines. A bunch of Trump supporters dressed up like Native Americans and threw the tea into the Boston Harbor. Insurrectionist, evil people. Killing the fish. That's right. Fish are getting messed up from the caffeine and the tea. Yeah, I mean, it would have been everything. PETA would have been on them. The environmentalists, the EPA. I mean, goodness, there would have been article after article after article. But I'm saying that. I know we're laughing. But the hatred for those who don't go along with the system is growing, even in America. And no matter what they tell you, no matter what, how they try to spin it, America was founded by Christians, by biblical principles. And like I've shared before, most everything about our country, it came from the sermons of pastors. All the things, almost everything written in the Declaration of Independence was spoken by Christian pastors before they wrote it down, before Jefferson wrote it down. He got it from the pastors. So you need to understand, our country was founded. We wouldn't have the Bill of Rights in the Constitution if it were not for Christians who pushed for it. Do you know it was not going to be included in the original Constitution? And George Mason, a born-again Christian from Virginia, pushed for that to be put in there. Thank God he did. Where would we be without the Bill of Rights right now? I mean, we would be in trouble. So, folks, you need to understand, this system is anti-Christ, and that's why it hates the Founding Fathers, because most of them were Christians, or pro-Christian. If they weren't Christians, they were not against Christianity. Even Benjamin Franklin was not against Christianity. He loved the preaching of George Whitefield, loved to go, even built George Whitefield a church, and he wasn't even a believer. He wasn't even a Christian. So they were not against Christianity. Even the ones that were, you could say, were deist or not born-again Christians, they weren't against Christianity. There wasn't a spirit of Antichrist in them. But there are still issues, all right? But bottom line is that their Christianity has been an influence here. So this is why you see these haters. They want to conquer, subdue, and bring down the United States. And really the United States, and truly the Christian aspect in influence within the United States and within our own government, they hate with a passion. They hate it, and they want it crushed. And that's why right now, look, y'all don't even know. Right now they're talking about anybody that's demonstrated conservative values or Christian values, they're talking about removing from the military. And law enforcement. Yeah, exactly. Bottom line, the world is growing in its hatred of anything Christian or conservative or patriotism. Just loving your country and thinking we should remain a sovereign nation apart from their one world system that they want to build. And you got to make up your mind. Are you going to submit and want them to love you and like you? Are you going to keep standing strong and not giving in to the system and separating yourself from it and allow the hatred toward you to grow? Because it's going to grow. And Jesus talked about it's even going to divide families. The lady in Israel is talking about how families are divided over the mask and the vaccine mandates and... She said, it's getting terrible. They're having to wear ankle bracelets in Israel. And if you think it won't come here, pastor in Canada arrested, went to jail because he kept having services. That's in Canada or Trudeauistan. What's my new name for it? Trudeauistan. There's no freedom in Canada anymore. You can't even speak what you want to speak. I shared a video yesterday of the man who was forced by a judge in Canada, forced to allow his daughter to take steroids so she could start transitioning from girl to a boy. It's going to destroy her body and her health. And she's what, 12? And he's trying everything he can do to stop it. And bottom line, they said, if he even speaks against it, he goes to jail. That's in Canada. Now, thank God our legislators just passed a bill here in Alabama to stop any kind of hormone therapy for children. But this is where we are. Because, listen, you want to know why they want kids transitioning? First of all, they want little sex toys. I'm just going to be honest with you. They want to sexualize kids as early as possible and get them confused, get them messed up, so maybe they can get at them. I was going to bring the list that I heard about last night. I'm going to do this so soon. There's a list now about 4 pages long of the Democrat mayors and different people. And he just kept saying Democrat this, Democrat this, Democrat this, who just got busted child porn, molesting children. A judge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who has a husband, the man has a husband, so a gay couple. He was also one of the people that pushed the drag queens reading to children hour. He just got busted for child porn, and also there was other things in there that incriminated himself. Why is there a systemic problem? Now, I know there's some people that claim to be Republican that have the same issues, but not as many as the Democrats. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's more child porn and child molesting and pedophilia on the Democrat side? Because most of them worship Satan to get where they're going. And it's just a fact. They made a deal, or they're into this perversion. Yeah, they'll tell you. It's out there. And I mean, I even looked up. I mean, I was watching a video, and the guy just started giving a list, so I started looking up to make sure, and yep, news report after news report. But you know what they distracted you with? What was it, distraction at that time? Oh, it was the Dr. Seuss books. That was the big distraction when all these people were getting arrested for child porn and pedophilia. All right? So, again, the news is to distract you from what's really going on. But let's read this. I know I said we're going to read the Bible. But this is going to make sense when I read this. Because when you hear the term world here, we're talking about the world system, the satanic system that is within the world. He's not talking about loving the people. We love the people that's in the world. But the system that is evil, you are not supposed to love it. Let's read this. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, that system, the love of the Father is not in him. Can I just stop right there for a minute? You cannot love that system and long for the things in that system. Because if you do, you can't love God and that system. You understand? You have to come out from it. And I'm talking about everything, folks. I'm talking about its entertainment, its music, the way it dresses, its drugs, much of its medicine, even its the food. Lord, we have so much. We are being poisoned on every level. Sky, water, food. But let's read it again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's about as strong as it gets. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, or the world will pass away. That system is going to pass away. He's not talking about the earth is passing away. Jesus said that heaven and earth is going to go on forever. But the system, that beast, Antichrist, Christian-hating, Jesus-Christ-hating, church-hating system will soon pass away. God is going to see to that. He is going to judge it with a fury never before seen. Jesus Christ will come, and woe be to those who are on the side of the Antichrist and who are part of that beast system. The judgment will be severe and it will be swift. Because it's evil. It's destroying people's lives. It is a murderous system. Like I showed you last week, just with the drug Vioxx, they knew it was killing hundreds of thousands of people and didn't care because they were making a profit. That's the system I'm talking about. That's the Monsanto and Bayer. I mean, people don't even know Bayer. Who makes Bayer? Is it Johnson & Johnson? Or there is it Bayer Company? I don't know whether. Is that the company? But Bayer had some contaminated medicine. They knew it was contaminated to the point of giving people AIDS and some other stuff. And they just sent it to Africa to get some use out of it, to make some money off of it. What's more racist than that? And yet this company's still in business. But that's the system I'm talking about. They don't care. They don't care about genocide. Do you understand that? They do not care about mass murder. They knew, like I said before, hydroxychloroquine, they knew it healed and stopped coronavirus. But they didn't care. They wanted hundreds of thousands of people to die so that they could get control over you, so they could promote and push the system further and deeper. You have to understand, what's going on in this world makes what Hitler did look like nothing. And this poor Jewish lady crying her eyes out, they're doing it to us again. She said it. They're doing it to us again. And she said it's the same company that just changed their names. Oh, boy. I mean, the companies that produced the gas. IBM provided Hitler with a way to mark and track everybody. Oh, who was funding those companies? Prescott Bush. The great grandfather of George W. Bush. Oh, it's been going on even before him. Samuel Bush, Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and George Bush. They're all part of that satanic system. They're Satanists, folks. They're Satanists. The Bush family of Satanists and pedophiles. Well documented. Franklin scandal. Just look it up. It all came out. People went to jail. A bunch of people died surrounding it. But it all came out. Affidavits and everything. Testimony. But who knows about the Franklin case? Very few, though. But the Bush family all up in that. Secret handshaking scumbags. Skull and bones. Yeah, we're the conspiracy theorists, but they're the ones meeting in secret with Skull and Bones and the Skull of Geronimo and with their secret handshakes and their sexual and blood rituals. But we're the weirdos. John Kerry and George W. Bush in there together. Running for president. We had choice. Didn't we have a choice in 2004? Skull and Bones or Skull and Bones? Illuminati or Illuminati? Don't get me preaching there. But let's look at that. Right after he says, love not the world, either the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father is not in him. He talks about the world, the lust of the eyes. And what is that? Loving their stuff. He says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. That all includes everything. Money, the pride that comes with money or fame. He said, the world will pass away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Then, the very next verse, listen to it. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, and even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Do you see that? Go over to chapter 4. He mentions the Antichrist shall come, and he said there are many Antichrists. Let's read from verse 1 here. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Not every person, every spirit. It's a difference. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, where you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Do you hear that? This was written somewhere around 96, 97, maybe 95 AD, in that time period. And he's saying, this spirit is even now already in the world. It's already working, the spirit of Antichrist. And then he says this, verse 4, again, context. As he's talking about the spirit of Antichrist, he says it again, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What did he say? Greater is he that's in you, the Holy Spirit in you, than the spirit of Antichrist that's in them. This is why you can overcome this. You don't have to submit to this. You don't have to fall to this deception and to this pressure. Because you have the Holy, if you're a born again follower of Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and you are to be an overcomer. By the blood of Jesus, by the word of your testimony, and the fact that you're not afraid to die for what you believe. You hear me? All this is very important. Can I stress it enough? Let's keep reading. He said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. What is he saying? When we say the world, they are of that beast system. You hear me? They are fully immersed in it. They love the music. They love the TV shows. They love the movies. They love their doctors and their scientists and all their lies about everything from creation to medicine. They love it. They are of that system. Therefore, they speak of the world, and the world hears them. What is he talking about there? What Jesus said, if you are of the world would love you. Why do you keep wanting to be loved by them? I mean, we have churches that have the philosophy of, let's water down the Word of God, the gospel, our teaching and preaching. Let's stay away from certain things in the Bible so we can get people to like us, so we can get the people of the world to like us and come to our church. I mean, there's only two philosophies of ministry. It's either that one, water it down, weaken it, sugarcoat it, and try to get the world to like you because you don't say anything that's controversial or convicting of sin. Or you have the mentality of preach the whole counsel of God, make them mad, and when you get some converts from them, they'll come to church. The only two ways of doing it. And for 30 plus years in America, the majority of churches have taken the candy coat, watered down, weakened it. Let's try to make the world love us. No, the world and those who are in the world do not love you if you're a true Christian and if you dare tell the truth. Now, they'll love you if you lie to them. Just go ahead and accept homosexuality and see how much they just, oh, they'll phone her. They'll put you on Oprah. I had a friend of mine one time knew Oprah. Said, you want to meet Oprah? I said, I don't think Oprah would like me. Probably we'd last about 5 minutes. I said, so we probably better not do that. Don't want to start an international incident. But you hear, they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, in what Jesus taught. You get around somebody, you know if they're of the world, right? They may say they're a Christian. But if all they talk about is the latest movie or the latest TV show or Netflix, they're of the world. If your heart's full of Jesus, full of the Word of God, if your heart's full of love for God, if your heart's full of love for the things of God, it's going to come out of you when you talk to people. I mean, even when I was with the Dell County Republican Party meeting down there, I ended up doing some preaching. Why? Because even though I'm trying to talk about political issues, what's in my heart had to come out. I talked about Jesus Christ. I talked about the Bible being the only truth. I talked about the mark of the beast coming to the Dell County GOP. I had 25 minutes. But that's the way a Christian should be. If it's in you, it's going to come out. But he said, they're of the world, therefore they speak of the world. And the world listens to them. That's why people listen to Fauci. And listen, folks, what we have in America is a lot of worldly Christians. We talked about this a few weeks ago, the difference between being carnal versus spiritual. But we have a bunch of Christians that love the world more than they love God, more than they love the Word of God, more than they love the truth, more than they love holiness. Oh, don't say that word, Pastor Dean. I'm not talking about no makeup and I'm not talking about that holiness of no makeup and long skirts and long sleeves and but God expects a level of holiness out of his people. And what does the word holy mean? You know what it means? To sanctify or to separate out something. You as a Christian, you should be different than the world system. Because you're separated out to be something else. Not because you think you're better than everybody else, but because God has saved you. And the blood of Jesus has washed you. And you have found a new purpose for why you are here. And to be with him and to do what he's called you to do, you have to be separate. Oh, don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. I'm beginning to think y'all are Lutherans in here. A little quiet. Verse 5 again, they are of the world, therefore they speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Ooh. Doesn't take me long to figure out. If somebody's coming against me, you know, full on, as fast as they go, because I've given them some truth they don't like. I know which side they're on. It's that simple. And listen, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 10, he said that he did not come to send peace on earth. You know, Jonathan Moore sent me this thing this guy pointed out, and it was a good point this guy made. He said there's a difference between being a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. A peacemaker will make peace even if he has to go to war to make peace. Peacekeeper will just keep quiet and try to maintain peace without doing what they need to do. You know, they're saying peace through strength. Jesus said that he came not to send peace on earth, but a sword. Can we put that up? Matthew 10. Is it up there? Good job. I like that. What is the sword? The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. But the sword of the Spirit does you no good if you don't speak it. Because remember, the sword of the Spirit, when Jesus comes back, there's a sword that comes out of his mouth. Let's keep reading this. Let's keep reading, because if y'all think everything's supposed to be hunky-dory and sweet if you follow Jesus, right? Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Let's just keep going. For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Truth. Hello? Truth. separates. What does it separate? It separates those of us that are in the kingdom of God from those who are of the world. It separates those in the body of Christ who are all about being holy versus those who are lukewarm. Do you hear me? The sword of the Spirit. Right now, our family's divided. But it's over truth. It's over what is right and holy. It's over what the Word of God says. And the ones that are separated want to live after the world. And you know, it hurts. I wish our family wasn't divided, but it is. And a lot of you just need to understand, you're not, some of it's not going to be fixed. You understand that? Everybody, you want to be a peacekeeper, right? So you don't talk around certain family members. You don't say certain things. Well, that's okay to a point, but sooner or later, you're going to have to let it out. And yes, it's going to cause division. And guess what? It's exactly what Jesus said would happen. And you know, I wish it wasn't so, and it's painful when families are divided, but for the Christian, this is normal. I mean, be in a Muslim family and become a Christian, see what happens. I know some people that have come out of Islam, and their whole family denounce them and reject them as if they don't even exist anymore. There's a price to pay. See, we Christians, we want everything easy and sweet. And we think if we follow Jesus, he's just going to make everything wonderful. Like he's the candy man. Or Mary Poppins. No. Christianity is sometimes suffering. And loss. And pain. And you go through the fire. You don't get out of the fire, you have to go through it. Remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in that fire because they would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar's system. He was creating a new system of worship, a new idol, had all kinds of music, and boy, they were having a good old time. Just bow. Just bow, and everything's fine. They said no. And it was to the king, whether the Lord delivers us or not, we will not bow. Come on, Christians. Come on. Whether he delivers me or not, I will not bow. If I have to die in the fire, in the furnace, I die. If I have to go to jail, if I have to go to prison or some internment camp or some FEMA camp, then I go. This pastor in Canada, God bless him. You know what? He's normal Christianity. I will not bow to the state as my God. I will not shut down my church and stop meeting. I'll go to jail. Whew. I could stay in 1 John, but we need to go over here real quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Some scary verses. The fear of the Lord, though, is the beginning of wisdom. See, folks, you're going to fear the world and try to please it. You're going to fear death and try to please it. Or you're going to fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And let me ask something. When you build a building, what's the beginning of a building? Foundation. Well, he's saying the fear of God is the foundation to having any wisdom, revelation, understanding of God. 2 Corinthians, are you there? Chapter 6. Let's start reading verse 14. Y'all there? What does he say here? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That phrase there, unequally yoked together, is a present tense Greek verb. What does that mean? Ongoing, continuous action taking place in the present, according to Nathan E. Hand's Parsing Guide of New Testament Greek Verbs. Right? Pretty much the only parsing guide to New Testament Greek verbs, right? All right. So he's saying you cannot be continually, ongoing, and presently yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Now let's just stop right there. How can we agree with Bill Gates or George Soros or Obama, or should I say Barry? Or Oprah or Planned Parenthood or Hillary? How can we agree with that? How can there be Christians that are pro-abortion? And there are. Pro-choice Christians. How can there be pro-homosexual? How can there be homosexual Christians? There's no difference than saying, how can there be adulterer Christians or fornicator Christians or murderer Christians or Christian crack rock? We just slap a Christian on there and it's okay, right? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, or for that reason, because God wants to live in you, dwell in you, he wants you to be his people, he says, wherefore, for that reason, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Can somebody say, touch not? Let me hear you. Touch not the unclean thing. That means have nothing to do with the unclean things in the world. That you're supposed to be separate. You're supposed to be holy. You're supposed to be different. So does that mean getting the mRNA vaccine, really, that's a gene therapy, shot into your arm? Does that mean getting a vaccine that has aborted baby cells in it shot into your body? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Y'all hear this? And I've got a list right now. I'm working on getting the vaccines. In fact, let me see. Hang on a second. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. What vaccines have aborted? I mean, we got a bunch of Republicans out here that say they're pro-life, but they'll run and take a vaccine with aborted, made from aborted baby cells. What? Have you lost your mind? How are you pro-life when you're going to use the cells from an aborted baby to, quote, try to save you from a virus? What a hypocrite you are. So, Pastor Dean, I didn't know that. Oh, God. Well, good. Ignorance is one thing. But now you know. Hang on. Yeah, this is some bad stuff. I have over 25,000 screenshots in my phone, so I have trouble finding stuff sometimes. I have to email stuff and so I can list it, email these pictures to me. I save so many things. Oh, I can't find it. But I'm gonna be bringing that out here pretty soon anyway. But almost all the MMR vaccine, the flu vaccines, have aborted baby. They're made from aborted baby cells. And Christians will run to have these things shot in their bodies. They don't read the inserts. They don't read anything. I mean, since when? Since when are we so naive as to just go, I just trust these people in the white coats? The one of the leading causes of death is accidents. Doctors, nurses making accidents. That's one of the leading causes of death. You want to increase your chances of living? Stay out of the hospital. Stay away from doctors. I mean, this is, I'm sorry, but this is just the fact. I mean, it's in the top four. I can't remember now which one it is of the leading causes of death. Medical malpractice. Boy, I bet the doctors wish they could get the same deal the pharmaceutical companies get, that they couldn't be sued. That's probably coming, so they can just do whatever they want to us. But he says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. How much clearer could that be? If you are loving the world and the things that are in the world, the Bible says the love of the Father is not in you. Think about that. You cannot love the world, that system, and love God. You cannot serve that system and serve God. You're called to be out of that system. Let's go to Revelation. And it's just past 12. I'm doing good. Revelation 18. All about this Babylon, mystery Babylon system. I want to read from verse 1. Y'all with me? Because what do we see? We've seen in 1 John. We've seen now in Matthew 10. We see now in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 a certain theme. What is it? Be different. Be separate. The sword of Jesus, the truth of Jesus Christ, is dividing everything. Which side are you going to be on? The fall of Babylon. Let's read from verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So in that system is everything demonic, satanic, and unclean. And he says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The word fornication there means not just sexual immorality. It also means idolatry. That people really, listen, people worship the system. The system is the idol for many people. The whole system, they love it. They bow down to it. They revere it. They worship it. They map their lives around it. But listen to what he said. He said, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies, so her economic system. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not her plagues. Wait a minute, I thought we got raptured out. No. He said, you come out. Oh. No, we're here. In fact, Babylon, mystery Babylon, I've said this many times, because some people that think that it's America, they've got this whole thing wrong. Mystery Babylon is Rome, but it's a system. It's a system that's been created and perpetrated by Rome and all her daughters, the Jesuits. Little hands are in every little thing. But he says, come out of her and be not partakers of her sins. Meaning, if you stay in the system, you are part of her sins. You're part of perpetuating it. It's the same thing. For instance, let's take a satanic, demonic rock band or rap group, or you think, well, it's harmless what I listen to. Well, first, that's wrong. But the second thing is, when you buy their album, you're contributing money to the message they're preaching, to the example they're giving to the world, to the lives that they are destroying, the young people they're influencing. You're supporting it. So you're guilty of what they're doing. I'm sorry, but Jay-Z's getting none of my money. You hear me? Or Bon Jovi or whoever it is. He's still around. He's doing country music now, I think. Hey, these guys are still around. The Rolling Stones are still here. Half of Led Zeppelin is still here. Come on, folks. They're still around. I don't know how they keep living. It must be adrenochrome. Uh-oh, that'll get me cut off. But he said here, I'm going to read this. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. What's Jesus saying there? Some of my people are caught up in this system. Come out of it. Number one, that you be not partaker of her sins, and that you be not partaker of her plagues. That means her judgment, the wrath of God. And as I said a minute ago, I didn't finish, but Babylon, Mystery Babylon, we're wrong about this, is not destroyed until the very, very end. The seventh vial of wrath is when the destruction of Babylon happens. It's at the end. Meaning, he's still at the very end saying, come out of her, my people. Let go of that system. Let go of the sin, the lust, the pride. Let go of it. Remember last week I ended the whole thing. It's time to just trust Jesus. You hear me? Trust Jesus. Let me tell you, I'm getting a little older. I've got a few little health issues here and there, but you know what I keep doing with them? Trusting Jesus. And he's making them better. Amen. Oh, I could have run to the doctor, folks, last year, this year, especially with an issue I've had with my left foot, probably from my surgery, scar tissue, nerve damage in my left foot from the Achilles injury. But you're talking about pain. I've lived with some pain for this last year. But I just kept asking people, you know what? Pray for me. I believe I'm not running to the doctor. I'm not running to have surgery again. I mean, they had to put Humpty Dumpty back together again before, but not now. Your foot's dangling, and just wobbling because it's not connected anymore. It's fun, it's weird. But you know what? It's getting better and better. I played kickball and came out a winner. I even demonstrated some moves that they didn't think a 53-year-old still had. Careful. I did kick the ball over the house. All right. They just don't know who they're messing with. Come out of her, my people. If you're in this system, folks, come out of it. And yes, is it going to get more difficult in the days ahead, the pressure? Is it possible that you lose a job? Yep. Is it possible there's certain stores you won't be able to go to? Is it possible that you won't be able to travel? Well, welcome to the party. The Lord told us we would get here where Christians wouldn't be allowed to buy or sell. That means anything. That means a plane ticket. A bus ticket, a train ticket. And now it's coming down. You think, listen, I still think that part of the mark of the beast is going to be some type of implanted microchip of some kind to be able to control all that. But I believe the vaccine will be part of it. Or maybe two or three new vaccines coming. But make no mistake about it, we are entering that time period. There's no question. And we got evil people. Think about it. Everybody thinks Alabama, that we're this, you know, we are a deep red state, conservative state. But we got some enemies here. And y'all just don't know. Some of them, even here in Alabama, politicians are Satanists. And they got an R beside their name. Uh-oh. Yes, Satanist. I said it. Devil worshipers made deals with the devil. But they'll stand up behind a microphone and say, I'm a Christian conservative. Vote for me. And the masses will run and vote for them. And then they get in there and they're trying to screw us over. It is what it is. Some of them were uncomfortable the other night. You know, the scary thing for them. Scary. It's got to be terrifying for a preacher to enter their realm. Who knows what they're doing? Especially one like me, who their buddies have tried to kill over the years many times and have not succeeded. Because the angel of the Lord encamps round about me. And Jesus is my armor. See, it's going to come down to, folks, you're going to have to let go of the world and the things that are in the world and the lust that's in the world and the idolatry of the world and the medicine of the world and even the food of the world's coming and even the fact that you won't be able to go to a store. Better start learning how to plant a garden. Have some chickens. Shoot a rabbit or a squirrel. Turtles. That's right. You still owe me some turtle. I'm waiting. Squirrel brains are good, I've heard. Good for you. The people crinkling up your nose now, you'll be wanting them in the days ahead. You'll be like, I want some of Pastor Dean's squirrel brains. He's cooking up. Anything but bird poop. Yeah. You know it's gotten bad if we have to eat bird poop. I mean, can you imagine trying to harvest that? Let me say this and I'm gonna close. We're having too much fun today, aren't we? All right. The truth will set you free, and also the truth that in that freedom is joy. Look, like I've said before, I remember watching, you know, and nobody should have done this, but I remember watching some of the extreme videos that ISIS was putting out back in the day. Now, some of that was faked. We know it was. And some of it was real, though. They were really killing Christians, folks. You can bank on that. There was one pastor, and I don't remember if he was in Syria or he was in Iraq. And I said this before, they're getting ready to hang him from a crane. And he was smiling. He was smiling, the big old smile. They had the rope around his neck. He was smiling. That's a Christian. That's a Christian right there. The Christians in the Colosseum, in Rome, in ancient Rome, singing praises to Jesus as the lions came out to devour them. Melted the hearts of wicked Romans, saying, I want what they have. That's Christianity. Not afraid. Unashamed. Not apologizing. Not being weak. Not bowing the knee. Saying, no, That system, that beast system that hates Jesus, I am not part of it, and I will not be part of it, and I will not bow the knee to it on any level. See, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man will stand before God unless they go through the Lord Jesus Christ. No man. No woman, no person, there is no other way. But remember, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's talking about eternal life. There is no other way. There is only one God, one Messiah, and one way to be saved. And you have to come out from that world and embrace him. Love him. Follow him. Obey him. Walk with him. Suffer with him, and you will be saved. Why do you think Matthew 24 says that he that endures to the end will be saved? Not he who starts and doesn't finish. Not he who once clung to Jesus but let go and clung to the Antichrist. See, the Antichrist system, notice this, is Antichrist means against Christ. Right? Or it can also mean in the place of. Ooh. But if he's the way, then the Antichrist comes with another way. Oh, there's many ways that lead to God. No, there's not. Oh, it's all about what your truth is. No, he's the truth. And if you contradict him, you're not in the truth. That's why, listen, that's why they're censoring stuff. If it's truth, they can't let that just ride. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I know from the people who contact me, I know from what should be happening, we should have 40, 50, 60,000 subscribers. I have people telling me all the time on YouTube, I was subscribed to your channel and found myself unsubscribed, and I never unsubscribed. I remember when my videos, you'd search a certain topic or certain, even a title. You could put the exact title. It used to be the first one to pop up. Now you can't even find it. Now you have to go through 12, 15 pages of, yeah, they bury stuff. So what I'm saying is, how much have Christians and conservatives and patriots, how much have we been blocked and hindered from getting our message to the world? Well, why do they? Why? Because they hate Jesus, the Antichrist spirit. You could say anti-Jesus, anti-Jesus Christ, anti-the truth, anti-the way, anti-the Bible, anti-the true church. And this spirit is going to get stronger until there's a man who steps up with the spirit that's come from the bottomless pit possessing him. And he's going to run this show here pretty soon. And the world's going to think he's the best thing since sliced bread and mashed potatoes and Troy's chicken. I don't know. I think D was giving away a secret there. Well, you giving away a secret? That's something you posted. Oh, you're giving away a secret. Oh, that's like she's. I think she's giving up Troy's secret. All right, folks. I don't know how else to say it. Come out from among them. And listen, that when it says come out from among them, guess what? Verb tense, that is. Meaning, the world is always going to try to suck you back in. In fact, let's put up last verse, last passage, Romans 12, 1 and 2 right here. The world is always going to try to press you and force you into its mold. And the pressure comes in different forms. Fear. Financial, health. Devil try to make you sick. First thing he wants to do, run to the hospital. My wife, Faith is 11 years old. And the last time my wife was in the hospital or at the doctor was when Faith was born. That's the last time I was in the doctor was the ankle thing, and that was 2010. Hey, oh, getting sick, you got to run to the doctor. No, that's not who I run to first. I had to be dying, bleeding out, or, you know, limbs dangling, something wrong. Or like Patrick, finger blown up and got to be cut off. We do have a church member that has 9 fingers. He's called 9 affectionately. It's so funny. We went to Callaway Gardens to their whole Christmas light thing 1 year. And so Patrick had to run back to the car, and we had his ticket to go in, and then they started letting us in, and we said, well, he'll be coming in a minute. Just check his fingers. If he's got 9 fingers, it's him. Anyway, here it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, which means what? Separate, holy, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't let them press you, force you, manipulate you, deceive you, scare you into the mold they want you to be. You're supposed to be transformed. Completely different way of thinking than that system. Hear me? You're not weird because you don't want their DNA modification therapy. You're not weird because you don't want them putting aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and polysorbate 80 into your bloodstream. You're not weird. That's not weird. You're not weird. You're a Christian. We're in a different kingdom. And it's fun. And let me tell you something. We've had some fun today. Can you imagine how much fun heaven's going to be? I can't wait. I've had some visions of heaven. I've had some dreams that I know are from God because I'm an old man now. So I've had some dreams. I used to have visions, but I've had more dreams now. But I've seen the place. It was unlike anything here. And in one of the dreams I had, I was on my way to my great aunt Zola and Norley and my grandmother's house in heaven. And I remember topping this hill. And there were 2 houses, massive houses, mansions. And there was it was like they were set on 2 hills with a big lake between them. And the flowers and the light and just everything was just unreal. And I knew I was going over to their house to have dinner with them and hang out with them. The ones who prayed me into the kingdom. And I remember it looked more vivid than any 4K HD, whatever they got now. It was, I don't know, the colors were different. And I remember the peace, and I remember the joy that I had that I'm getting to see them again. Because you know what I used to always do? I wouldn't even tell them sometimes. I would just be coming through town and I would just stop and visit them, just surprise them. And of course, they're going to cook me a full country meal before I could leave. And those were some of the best times of my life, just visiting Norley and Zola and Grandma. And that day's going to happen again. And the worship services we're going to have. Can you imagine saying, Paul, hey, Paul, can you tell that? Come, you got to tell us the story of when you got stoned again. Hey, Paul, how about those things you said where you couldn't even speak about? Can you tell me now? Sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Talk to Adam and Eve. Like, what were you thinking? Please explain yourself. Do you know what you started? But again, think about all the people that are going to be there. There's going to be people that are going to be homosexuals that came out of that and of there. There's going to be murderers that came out of that. Drug addicts and drug dealers and prostitutes and racists and all kinds of people that came out of all kinds of sin and darkness. But they came to Jesus. He washed their sins away and he gave them a new heart. And now we're all going to be hanging out for all eternity. And then we'll all be in heaven having a good old time. Everybody say, all right, let's go to our country home on earth. So we'll go hang out, come back down, hang out here for a little while. How many of you know, too, we'll be able to, there's going to be a spot, I believe it's in Jordan, but there's going to be an opening where we're going to be able to go see down into hell and the people who went there who rebelled against God and the wicked to remind us. Y'all don't know about that? Yep. Going to be a little portal to look down through and go, don't want to ever do that. Don't ever go there. There's Dr. Fauci. Oh, yeah, that devil's going down. He's talking about babies need to have this vaccine now. He's an evil man. Anybody that would suggest you take an experimental gene therapy that has no long-term studies because it hadn't been long enough around us, even check to see what it's going to do long-term, to start saying we're going to put that in babies, he's lost his mind. No, he had lost his mind. He's a Luciferian. He's part of that system, that Antichrist system. Yeah, Fauci. He's just one of our problems, y'all. Just the one. Let's stand. I tell you what, let's do the simple gospel again. We'll just do it by that so you don't have to hook everything. They can play it. It's 6 minutes. Let's give the Lord 6 more minutes here to just worship him. Thank him for the simple gospel that he came and died for your sins. And if you're not saved, you're out there watching this and you're not truly born again, you're still part of that system, you can come out of it today. It's not hard. It's a choice. I believe, Jesus, you love me. You died for me on the cross. You rose from the dead. And that you are the only way my sins can be forgiven. And that I can be changed. That I can be saved. That I can have eternal life with you. That I can escape this wicked world and live in a new kingdom. I mean, I don't know about anybody but you, but I'm ready for the change. And I'm not talking about the New World Order change or the UN change or the new normal. I'm talking about the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the kingdoms of this world are going to be subdued. They're going to fall under his feet. So you need to be with him. Let's do it.
I wanna know you, Lord.
In your holy, sinless blood that was shed to deal with our sins and to deal with death and to deal with Satan. God, you gave us everything that we needed through your shed blood and through your resurrection. And Lord, we believe that, and that is what we trust. We trust you, what you have done, that you are with us, that your Spirit is in us. And that one day, Lord, we're going to be with you face to face. And Lord, I pray that everyone listening today, Lord, has made that decision to follow you, to believe, to trust you, to walk with you. Because we know, Lord, I sense your presence here today in a strong way. I know you're touching people out there and speaking to their hearts and revealing yourself to them. So we pray, Lord, that many would surrender and let you be Lord of their lives, and that they'll follow you and separate themselves from this world, this beast system, this Antichrist system, and become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And we pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Hugs up next for you.